둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I love your posters, by the way.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. Do that, I'll give you three brand new interviews every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Kenzie. You might know her from the past as Mackenzie Ziegler. She's got brand new music. We're going to be talking about her latest single, 100 Degrees, her musical progression since her 2015 debut, and the album that she's currently working on. Now, Mackenzie's history in the public eye goes way back. As she was young, of course, she was part of the cast of Dance Moms. So we're going to be hearing about what it was like to grow up in the public eye, especially when you're still trying to find your artistic voice and grow as an artist. That's going to be in here. She's going to tell us about predominantly working with only women and how that's changed her writing process, finding that new musical voice in indie pop and singer-songwriter style of music, and recently collaborating with Noted. And she's got a clothing line. Now, she's done everything. I mean, obviously, she's been a TV star. She's been in movies as well. She's been a musician. She's written books. And now she has a clothing line with Francesca's Boutique. So I'm going to ask about what that's like and what are the similarities and differences in flexing that creative muscle in comparison to music and the rest. All that and more. We're talking about the new single, 100 Degrees. It's Kyle Meredith with Kenzie.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to see you, and it is great to hear this new music. You've been kind of ramping up. We got a couple singles already this year. This is exciting stuff.
Thank you. I'm beyond excited.
Well, let's back up a little bit because, you know, it's been a few years, I guess, since the first record, right, with Phases. Like,
yes.
I don't know if you're able to see it in hindsight yet, but what's the journey here? You know, what Can you hear the change in yourself, the change in the moods and the process?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I'm more confident in myself and in my sound as well. I mean, when I first came out with Phases, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no idea what I wanted to say. And I think now I've found people that I love working with, and I just have found a new love for music. And it's just been such an amazing journey for me.
What is that confidence then? I mean, I guess what I'm getting to is, you know, I can understand, especially when you're younger, you know, you want to make music, but so much of it is dominated by who you're working with and a producer and the songwriter. So what then, what's your message? Where are you musically right now?
Well, I think honestly, like you said, it has to do with people that you work with and who you're in the room with. And I have been working with a lot of just women, which has been really cool and really amazing. No shade to the men in the music industry. I also love working with them, but I think it's like, I found these three girls that I just love writing with, and they know everything about me, and we can write a song in like 2 seconds. And it just feels so empowering to work with female producers and writers, and it's just awesome.
I think you're already getting to this, but I'd love to hear like specifically, what do you find are the differences? Is it just a being comfortable? Is that what it's about?
I think it took me a while to figure out if this was actually something that I wanted to do. When I was younger, I just wanted something to do, and music was my outlet. But I think just finding a new love for music, and you know, I just feel like there's so much that I want to say, and there's so much that I want to share. And I feel like all of my music is about my personal experiences, and it's so nice to share with people. I feel like music is like therapy for me. I don't enjoy therapy, so it's like, this is really enjoyable for me, and it's a nice way to get it all out.
Well, it's a cool version of pop that you're doing, and I, you know, I know you come from the dance world too. How much of that influenced the style that you're making?
Actually, not at all, I don't think. Music and dance are very similar. I mean, dancing has helped me in so many ways, just in life, just with like coordination and like to be musically inclined. But I feel like I'm trying to go more left of pop. I don't want to be super, super pop. I kind of want to go more the indie route. And I think it's just more relatable right now. And I think it's more singer-songwriter that I'm like trying to go for.
You can hear that on the new singles as well. I mean,
thank you.
Right off the bat. You know, let's start with earlier this year, you put out Worst Thing.
Yes.
Which was collaboration with Noted. We've got the Brooks remix. And this was sort of the reintroduction for you. How did those collaborations come about?
Well, I love Noted. They're amazing people. And our teams got connected. We made this song, and they're just amazing to work with. We got to film a video, and it was the first like time I actually got to hang out with them. And they're the sweetest boys ever. And the most talented, by the way. I give them so much credit. They made the song amazing. And I've always wanted to do a really cool collab with people, and it was a really good thing all together, and I'm just so happy with it, and I think it got a really good reaction as well, so I'm really happy.
So when you put it out there, though, I mean, working with songwriters is one thing, but when you do it like this, especially giving up the production, like how much is just putting the trust out there and waiting to receive, you know, the wrapped present, like what's this going to sound like, and how much is it about letting something go, letting them put their own stamp on it?
I was definitely a little nervous. I am very specific about production, and I am scared of pop, really. But they did such a good job. I remember I went and cut it without them there, and which was like a weird thing, because you know, I don't even know what the song's going to sound like. And when they sent it back to me, I was just beyond excited. I mean, it was such a fun song to dance to, and I like did not expect it to be so great. Like, you know, I always have really low expectations when I'm not involved on the whole thing. And I'm just so happy with how it turned out. And they're so sweet.
I mean, setting the expectations low, that's at least, it also gives you all of that room.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Surprise.
Yes, of course.
I don't think that's ever a bad deal. Well, let's get to the new single then, because 100 Degrees is this great cool concept. I mean, you sort of have this Seasons of Love,
yes,
sort of double thing going on. Tell me about writing this track.
Yes, well, I also wrote this with all females, which was really awesome. This song is actually, I mean, I'm in a happy relationship right now, but it's about one of my friend's breakups. And she actually got broken up with on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
And it's a very terrible story. I don't even want to get into it. But that was kind of the whole concept for the song. It's about, you know, someone ruining something completely for you. I mean, especially, I've definitely gone through this where I can't go to places anymore. I can't eat this type of food. I don't like the season. Like, there's just so many things that breakups ruin for you. And I kind of wanted to shed that to light because I feel like no one really talks about that. And it was really fun to write it. We wrote it really, really quick. We actually didn't even think we were going to get a song that day. And then 5 hours later, we figured out, oh yeah, let's write about this. This is cool.
And don't go anywhere. Be right back right after this.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska named three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kinsey.
Let's. You said something interesting there because, you know, being in a good place in a relationship, I mean, I think if people, you know, follow you online or everything, like you make that very obvious. And that's one thing when you first hear this song, it's like, of course, you know, not everything a writer writes has to be about themselves, obviously. But, you know, being in that moment, like, you know, how much do you have to find that spot for you in the past? Because here you are happy. It's like, but this isn't the happy place.
Right. I mean, it definitely sucks, like going back to old relationships and like bringing the breakup out of me, which was a terrible time in my life. So I definitely took a lot of inspiration from that and how it made me feel and to put me in that situation. Because I also did get broken up with around that time. Well, mutual breakup. I'm like mutual. But it still was like a really hard time. And so I'm glad I got to kind of get this all out in a song. And also some people can relate to it as well. I want everyone to know that they're not alone. Like breakups are really, really hard.
Do you have to talk this over with your partner, with your guy, and be like, by the way, this is not about you?
Oh yes. I had to be. He was like, wait, what? I'm really confused. And I was like, no, not my situation. But you know, we all go through those terrible things.
Well, and compliments too on the music video. It's like everything about this music video, it's like because you're multiple scenes and multiple costumes, but everything looks like it's supposed to be an art piece. Like what was the concept there? Because it's got its own sort of height, you know, beyond the song.
Well, I'm really happy you said that because we wanted to go in the kind of artistic route because it is a breakup song, but I didn't want to do some generic breakup video with a guy love interest in it. It's just too overdone. And I also just wanted to make it really cool and like make you feel something. And so we kind of played off of the winter and summer vibe and did the box thing, which also was actually really hot. They had like a steamer in it. And I was like, really, really hot. But I'm just so happy with how it turned out. It definitely turned out exactly how I wanted it to. And yeah.
Yeah. So that's real heat on you. That's because that's the one thing. It's like, oh, look, you know, yeah, sure. They're making her up, you know, and that's real stuff.
Yeah. No, the ice wasn't cold. It was fake ice, but like the hot, it was actually really, really hot.
Well, that's an interesting transition, you know, as we talk about the fashion in this, because that's one of the other sides. There's so many different facets to what you're doing these days, but you just put out a clothing line with Francesca's Boutique, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so what's the story there? Like, you know, I for artistically speaking, you know, we see how you do it as a songwriter, but what does that mean when you're putting out a clothing line? Like, how is it that you express yourself through that in the same ways?
Yeah, well, I wanted to create a clothing line that everyone could feel comfortable and everyone could wear. I love to go out of my comfort zone, and I like to dress more masculine sometimes, but dress more feminine sometimes. So I wanted to create both pieces in the collection so that also literally anyone can wear it. And just like feel confident when you're walking outside. I just wanted to make sure everything fit right and everything just like looked cute. I guess
what I'm saying is, do you approach it, you know, something, a project like that, in the same way creatively that you would in songwriting, or do you see it maybe as like a completely different muscle?
I actually see it very different. I feel like music is kind of just like word vomit for me.
Right.
And I definitely wanted to put like my heart and soul and like make sure everything was perfect. I'm not a perfectionist, but with this clothing line, I definitely was. And I'm really happy that I was.
Well, geez, I mean, and looking at it, music, you've done books, you've done acting, you've done dance, you have fashion. Like what else are you dreaming about right now? What else do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, maybe to be like a really good skier or something.
Becomes that's a professional skier. Sure, right. Yeah. Why not add that to the whole list? but it's amazing what you're able to accomplish and to still put out quality art as you're doing it. I mean, most people can't do the one thing well,
you know. Thank you so much.
Compliments on that. It really is. But you know, so what else comes? I mean, you've talked about this whole time that you're working on a bigger set of music. I don't know if that's an album or an EP or whatever, but do you find that you know, as you say, you know, finding your voice, especially writing with the women that you're writing with. I mean, are you seeing a concept? Is there a message that's kind of being rounded out, the thread through all of these?
Well, I am working on an album. You are right. I really just wanted to make music that people can relate to, but also kind of get to know me and get to know my story. I mean, I grew up literally in the public eye since I was 6 years old, but I don't think a lot of people actually know who I am. And so I think music is a great way for me to share that and share my stories and share how my childhood was and, you know, like a mix of everything between. So there's a lot of really happy songs, a lot of very sad songs on the album, but I just wanted to create something that everyone could listen to and be like, oh, I know her now. Like mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Where does that come from? Because you sort of have said that, you know, in both the music and the clothing line, you want clothes that everybody can feel comfortable in, and you want songs that everybody can relate to. You know, I don't know if you can answer this. What do you get out of that?
What do I get out of it? I think I just want to be connected to everyone as possible. I think I just, like, I'm a very big believer on like being friends with my fans. Like, I definitely overshare a lot of the time, but I just want everyone to know that I'm like pretty normal. And like, I sit in my room and play video games and do nothing. And like, I just want everyone to feel as connected to me as they can. Because obviously I look like some crazy person that's always busy and like whatever, but I am really, really normal.
You've grown up in the public eye. You are an influencer. You have people that look to you every day. Do you feel a responsibility with your message?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's also hard growing up because a lot of people think I'm still this baby. So yeah, I mean, it definitely gets tricky sometimes trying to, you know, share the message and be a really good role model. But at the end of the day, like all I need to know is that I'm being honest and I'm being myself, and that's all that matters.
That's absolutely true. No, it's a good way of thinking, right? That, and again, it's coming out in the music, you know, all the compliments and that. Beyond that, do you foresee a tour? Are you going to take this on the road as well?
I hope so. Everything's just been so weird with quarantine and COVID and everything, but I hope in early next year, since I will be coming out with an album, I hope that's definitely something that I'll be doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll hope for it as well. Kinzie, congratulations on the music. I'm looking forward to hearing what's next, and thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
My thanks to Kinzie. New single is called 100 Degrees. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Please hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around, right?
3 interviews every single week. That's what you'll get, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, because that's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also catch me on the old social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. All one word. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Yeah, right?
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.